call the meeting to order. Supervisor Kopseff, will you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And then Ms. Hartman, set us off on the right foot. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Would you bow your heads with me and let's just take a moment to give thanks. Great and gracious God, we pause before we begin the business of the Board of Supervisors this morning to give you thanks for life, for breath, for clean air, for men and women who step up to the plate and do a job that many would not have the courage to take on. I especially lift up those this morning representing the different fire agencies who have faithfully and sacrificially served this county and continue to do so. I pray for safety and blessing for them and their families. I lift up the board to you this morning, God. You have called them to a higher level of authority that requires integrity, transparency, and honesty and trust. And so with that, I ask that you give them wisdom and discernment as they lead this county, making decisions that would reflect the people of the county who trust them and who have put them in this position. I lift up those this morning who are here visiting, representing different agencies and offices. I also ask that you give them the integrity that they need, Lord, to do the job that you've called them to do as they serve this city. I pray for blessing over this city as we have much to do. In light of the summer that we've had, God, use our Board of Supervisors and all those this morning representing offices to do the job that needs to be done in order to keep our cities and our county safe and healthy. All of this I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Through the chair.
Yes.
We should have a moment of silence for those lives that
were lost. Just those being not heard over the... We're taking a moment of silence for those that were lost.
And that was in the mill fire. Yeah.
Thank you for that request, Ms. Davis.
Okay. Before roll call, I'd like to announce that the Board of Supervisors, my note is gone, received no additional compensation for sitting as members of the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Roll call. We've got Supervisor Haupt.
Aye, we're here.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Here.
Supervisor Chris?
Here, present.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Here.
Now, as for presentations from the public.
We've got an urgency. Do you want to do that?
Do you have any urgency?
Oh, yeah.
We do. We'll have a guess. Go ahead.
Request to ratify a proclamation for a local emergency by the Director of Emergency Services regarding the Mill Fire and the Mountain Fire proclaimed by the Director of Emergency Services on September 2nd, 2022. After the posting of the agenda on Thursday, September 1 for the Board of Supervisors meeting of Tuesday, September 6, 2022, this county administrator was advised of a catastrophic land fire that started in the community of Wee, California on September 2nd, 2022. A proclamation was issued by the Siskiyou County Director of Emergency Services on September 2nd, 2022, and the next board meeting is not until September 20, 2022, and the board must act or provide direction regarding this matter before the next regularly scheduled board meeting. Therefore, staff requests that the board determine by a two-third vote of the members present today that this is an urgency item pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.2B2 and be added to the agenda. That's the regular agenda.
The Supervisor Thompson,
so moved to add to the agenda.
Second. Motion and a second. Roll call, Mr. Moody.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Aye.
Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And was that going on the regular agenda?
It is, yeah.
Regular? Thank you. Thank you.
Now it's presentations from the public. This time slot is information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You'll be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole to the chair. Comments should be limited to matters from the jurisdiction of the board. Mr. Shinoni? And then Chief Anz will be after that, Mr. Law.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Brian Shinoni, Director of Emergency Services for Siskiyou County. I'm coming for you this morning to give you a brief update on where we're at and what has been going on. As you know, the McKinney Fire has started. The McKinney Fire has already started. Let's go back a little bit. Fast forward. Mill Fire started, and that was on Friday. We activated the EOC to a full activation. As of current, we are at 4,006. Stand by 1 second, let me get my brain back. 4,263 acres at 55% containment. Right now, currently, we have evacuated 2,500 people, and there is still a threat to an additional 411 destruction of homes, have been 91, 26 outbuildings. We also, at the same time, 4 o'clock that afternoon, Friday, we had a mountain fire, which is now currently at 11,690, 20% contained. 59 have been evacuated, and 690 structures are still threatened. There is also a red flag warning today, so there's some potential on that fire, which CAL FIRE and our partners will certainly be able to brief out on. For us right now, EOC staff has been outstanding. We have been able to shelter multiple animals, get people in shelters, out of shelters, provide medical needs. With that, we do have a local proclamation that, as we heard, was an emergency agenda item. And moving forward, one of the big things for us today is starting the recovery process. We have combined the McKinney and the Mill and Mountain Fires recovery process. We're still waiting power from Pacific Power and the Weed community. Once that is taken care of, we can be able to start repopulating the area when we deem safe from our partners at CAL FIRE. Right now, we're working with the state on a daily basis and have been in a really collaborative effort to make sure that this is going to go as smooth as we can get it to go. This is, as you know, Siskiyou County has been devastated with wildfires every year, and we're going to continue to push forward. And this is also a great opportunity for us as emergency services to start pushing a more of a mitigation effort to ensure that this isn't going to continue to devastate our communities of Siskiyou County. And brief.
Any questions from colleagues? Supervisor Howe?
I haven't seen it yet, but is there a local assistance center set up for the fire victims?
So yes, that is being pushed right now. Our goal is to get it with the Weed Community Center pending power generation. However, with a request from the state, we had an emergency generator brought in, and the transfer switch was successfully put in this morning, I think early this morning, and now we now do have generated power at the Weed Community Center. And then also power should be restored shortly. we're looking at throughout the city within the next day.
Is that information on the OES webpage?
Not yet. We're just finalizing the last folks who are going to be involved with the LAC, and we're just finalizing a date. Our biggest pending was power and safety for the community.
I just need to know where.
Absolutely. So that will be on
when they call me.
Siskiyou County OES page, as well as all of our social media pages, as well as via our mental health sheriff's page. Health and Human Services will be pushing that as well.
Any further? Thank you, Mr. Snowden.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cal Fire, Anzo, and Laws.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity to update you on fire emergencies in the county. Phil Lanzo, Unit Chief, Cal Fire Siskiyou, and also your county fire warden.
Good morning, Supervisor. Darrell Laws. I'm the operations chief for the Cal Fire Siskiyou Unit. I'm also serving as the Deputy County Fire Warden.
And we've actually got electronic maps provided that we, if you want to put up on the screen, we can do that. We provided you with a packet that has some updated information, the most current information from the incident. As you heard from Director Shinoni, the statistics that are directly related to the fire, we are making progress with this incident pretty rapidly with both fires, with both the mill and the mountain incident. The mill fire was a very fast-moving wildland fire pushed by gusty winds and low relative humidities, which impacted the community of Weed very rapidly. There was some significant devastation that occurred early in that that incident. That fire has fire line along all of its boundaries around the entire incident. There is either dozer line, hand line, and hose around that fire completely. The containment continues to climb, and the crews are out there working hard to put out any hotspots and reduce and eliminate any hazards that they may come across, hazard trees. The incident has been progressing very quickly, and we have been able to reduce some of those evacuation warnings in cooperation with our partners in law enforcement and public works and city managers. Those folks have been getting back into their homes, which is our ultimate goal, is to get those folks home back to some normalcy. We are confident that the containment at 55% on that incident is going to remain. And even regardless of the fact that we do have some weather conditions that are arising today. I'll move on to the mountain fire. The mountain fire started the same day as the mill, later in the afternoon, and progressed very rapidly in that rugged terrain that's off to the west of Gazelle. Our crews have been doing a phenomenal job out there as well, trying to secure the lines on that incident and prevent that fire from coming down into the communities and threatening additional structures. They've got quite a bit of line on the ground, as you can see on the map. The black portions are the containment lines. There are lines further around. You can see the hash lines on that lower section, the south side of the fire. Those are dozer lines and containment lines that we're trying to get containment lines closer to the fire's edge and go direct, but we also put in indirect lines just in case that fire gets across our primary containment lines. The crews are working hard out there to minimize the footprint of this fire and keep this fire within its boundary right now. Like I said, the conditions are changing today. We are in a fire weather watch for the area, and they are predicting potential lightning later on in the week. So there is a concern about additional fire starts in the area. And we did have a new start in Edgewood yesterday that crews were able to contain very quickly. So we've got a lot of folks here in the county helping us from state, local, and federal departments and agencies all working together to minimize the impacts of these emergencies to our citizens. So our goal is to wrap these up as quickly as we possibly can and try to get that smoke out of the air. There's about 2,800 fire personnel in the county here working towards containment of these fires. And I'll open it up to any questions you might have.
Questions, colleagues?
The fire that started near the golf course, I believe it was?
Correct.
Was that associated with the mill fire?
That was not associated with the mill fire. That is under investigation as well. Okay. It was a separate fire.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions, colleagues?
Yes. Great work. Thank you.
Thank you. The folks on the ground are the ones making it happen, so thank you for that.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Chief Paul?
Good morning. I'm Bernie Paul, South Florida Fire Chief, also the president of the Chiefs Association. And I'm here as president of Chiefs Association just to give you guys an update on the agreement that the Chiefs, Siskiyou County Chiefs Association has with the Klamath River Reclamation Company, the KRRC. We have an MOU with them for some equipment to kind of offset some of the needs with the dam removal there. And so what they've done is they have offered to purchase some equipment for the Chiefs Association. And I have a list of what actually we've decided on what they're going to actually provide. And I figured I better come and give you guys an update today because I'm taking delivery on some of the equipment today. And I wanted to make sure that you guys knew what was going on. And that we have we've impaneled a committee within the Chiefs Association to decide where the equipment is going to go to be able to provide the best service going on. But basically what we're going to do is they're purchasing 8 folded tanks of 3,000 gallons that are portable that can go out and set on the ground and pump water out of it so we can get water everywhere. 4 of the helicopter dip tanks, and those are the tanks that were along Walmart when the McKinney fire was going, the big tanks that were out there. And it took us a few days to get those ones, so we'll have 4 of them in the county here that will be on trailers that we just hook onto it and go out there and start utilizing it. Also, 1,000 feet of hose to be able to fill those tanks. 4 portable pumps that are pretty big that we can set in the river and be able to fill tanks wherever they are by just getting hose to them. 15-drum chipper. It's a large chipper that we can do brush reduction work and fuel reduction, and a 18,000-pound flatbed truck to be able to pull those tanks, the chipper, and a dump trailer with there. And that's like a Ford 550 or 5500 Dodge, a four-wheel drive truck. So we're getting that, and 2 water tenders that will be placed in the county. So that's kind of where we're at with it. And like I said, I'm taking delivery today on the first piece of equipment. And that's kind of where we're at with the MOU.
Thank you, Chief Paul.
Thank you.
Great question. Yes.
Is there a value established on that? And is it new equipment reused?
There is a value. It's about $850,000 worth of equipment that they're purchasing for us.
New as well? Or is it combination new used?
Say that again.
Is it new equipment or is it
brand new?
Brand new, good.
Okay. Yeah, brand new, and our focus was to buy all from local vendors. So some of the equipment, I think that we didn't get the best deal we could get by going, but we purchased it all locally, and that was kind of one of the pieces that I wanted to make sure we got it all locally.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Paul.
Okay, thank you.
This one I might butcher the name just a little bit. Looks like Bradley. Oh, this is for General Services. Bradley Espel, you're here for General Services later on?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. I'll pull you for that. Thank you. And then Ms. Joan Hoy.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I am here on behalf of Health and Human Services to give you a brief update on the LAC that we had for the McKinney Fire. I'm project coordinator with Social Services, and I was one of the co-chair for the LAC for the McKinney. We had the LAC on August 17th and 18th at the Rural Health Institute at the Guarica campus of COS. We had approximately 500 people show up for that over the 2-day period, with 45 vendors available to assist people with services ranging from federal to local assistance. We had about 15 nonprofit organizations there that were able to provide immediate service for the victims of the fire, whether it was gift cards, food, various things like that. We'd also like to recognize the American Red Cross and the Salvation Army for providing food and drinks for the people that were at the LAC during those 2 days. And we have continuing services going on through the Small Business Association. They are currently housed at the Transit Center stage, and they are there to provide low-interest federal loans to people for renters, for homeowners, and for businesses impacted by the fire. And as of Friday morning, we had 3 applications accepted and 1 funded so far. That's what I heard from the Small Business Association. They were tentatively scheduled to be here until the 8th, but then with the mill fire, we may be seeing if they can extend their stay. Any questions?
Questions, colleagues? And then Ms. White, Supervisor Ogre.
Yeah, I just want to thank you so much. I spent some time with you up there, and not only did I get a tetanus shot because I got roped into it, but that was so well run, so well organized. There were people there from Southern California with service dogs that I watched in action that absolutely were fantastic. The rooms were well organized. People knew where to go. You had a menu that showed people what rooms had what services in them. It was a very well organized, well greased, perfectly run situation for people to get what they needed. I talked to people that were so happy with what happened and had to go back 2 days in a row to get, you know, finish what they started. Walked out of there with more than what they expected, and were able to feel much better than when they walked in there. Much more settled, it just in a way better frame of mind, and I don't think it could have run any better. Thank you so much for what you did.
And we are beginning the efforts on the LAC for the mill fire as well this week. Trish and I have a meeting with Cal OES with our representatives there this afternoon, so we will ramp up the efforts for this next LAC.
And LAC is Local Assistance Center,
isn't it? Yes, sorry.
That's what you're funding. I know we always recognize firefighters because they deserve great respect for what they've gone through, but of course, everything that your departments are doing as well, I recognize. Any other questions, colleagues?
Not a question, maybe a comment. Perhaps maybe next meeting or when things settle down a little bit for McKinney, maybe we can get an update from planning, the building department on homes lost, applications for new homes, wells damaged, so that we as a board can understand the magnitude of what's coming at us regarding rebuilding that.
You know, within that, we need to think forward thinking because there's going to be a reduction in our budget because of the ramifications of loss of housing and all the things that are associated.
Sure.
So we need to start thinking, you know, I think within that context, we can kind of, you see Mr. Kay is here, so I would ask that, not today, not tomorrow, but we will see the effects.
And what I'm getting out of it, I'm trying to get the magnitude of the effect in my community and whether or not it's going to be rebuilt. Trying to project forward what Klamath River is going to look like.
Okay.
Thank you. Absolutely. And you took notes of Ms. Davis for the meeting. Okay. Ms. White, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.